This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and US today announced that they have reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump on 13th February last year. According to the joint statement, United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on goods of India. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all US industrial goods and a wide range of US food and agricultural products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the framework for an interim trade agreement between India and US as great news and thanked US President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the countries. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership." He said it strengthens Make in India and will generate large-scale employment for women and youngsters. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive today on a one-day visit to Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar in Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, she will inaugurate the Bastar Pandum Festival. The president will also address a program organized at Lal Bagh Ground in Jagdalpur. Chhattisgarh Governor Ramin Dika and Chief Minister Vishnu Desai will also be present at the inaugural ceremony of the Bastar Pandum Festival. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Raipur this evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Shah will review the internal security situation and left-wing extremism in the state and will also participate in various programs in Raipur and Jagdalpur. India has condemned the bombing at an Islamabad mosque and condoled the loss of life it has caused. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry termed it unfortunate that Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others for its homegrown ills instead of seriously addressing the problems plaguing its social fabric. The minister said India rejects any such baseless and pointless allegations. 31 people were killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital, Islamabad, yesterday. V.O. Chidambaranar, VOC Port Authority, becomes the first port in India to initiate the implementation of an advanced anti-drone system. The system enables real-time detection, tracking, classification and neutralization of unauthorized drones, thereby safeguarding strategic assets, personnel and port operations. The Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways said that this is a significant milestone towards strengthening maritime and coastal security. India have clinched the Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record sixth time, beating England by 100 runs in the final of the Under-19 World Cup 2026 in Harare, Zimbabwe last evening. After winning the toss and opting to bat first, India were propelled by a stunning record-breaking masterclass from Vaibhav Suryavanshi, who scored 175 off just 80 balls. Skipper Ayush Mathri contributed a crucial 53, while Abhigyan Kundu added 40, guiding India to a massive total of 411 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was named both player of the match and player of the series. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The month-long tournament will run until March 8, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both countries. Three matches are scheduled for today. The opening match will be played at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo, where Pakistan will take on the Netherlands at 11 a.m. IST. The second match will be played between West Indies and Scotland at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 3 p.m. Defending champions India will begin the campaign later today at 7 p.m. facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.